Hey guys, welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast. I'm your host, Susie Hunter, and I've got Yahir with me, aka It's a bird call. How are you doing, Yaya?
Drink a Red Bull and I'm zooming.
Oh my gosh, I forgot. I brought a Celsius for you. It's in my bag.
I appreciate our host so much because they look out for me so much with energy drinks.
I like my producers like I like my Four Locos. Caffeinated.
I thought you were going to say sloppy, and I'm like...
And sloppy.
That's what we do here.
Yeah, you're cooking. You've had like three shows already today.
It's part of the grind, baby. You want to be the number one in Denver, you got to be the best.
Yes. We've all been looking at Coach Prime. We've all been listening to Coach Prime a lot.
They didn't believe.
He motivates me. guys, Rockies baseball is so freaking back, and so is Kyle Freeland's velo. We're going to tell you how he did it. Well, actually, he tells us how he did it. He also is going to show us his new pitch 8 years into the game, and he's got a new pitch that he's never had before in his entire career. We're going to take a look at it in just a couple of minutes. We also found out what that spring breakout game roster is going to look like for the Rockies prospects, and guys, today is Thursday, March 7th, 21 days, 22 days? What am I looking at right now? 21 days until opening day, 29 days until the home opener. Guys, please remember to come party with us at Ice House before that game because the DNVR crew is going to be there all freaking day. For better or for worse. But first, let's start with the most recent spring training game. Of course, that was Wednesday's game against the Rangers. It ended in a 6-6 tie. First tie of the spring for both of those teams. And of course, it was a Kyle Freeland day. And oh my goodness, did we get so many treats from his three innings of work. First of all, he left us with an amazing quote. Spring training games, they matter, but they don't matter. Well said, Kyle, but it's so true. It's so true. Shout out to Manny Rendawa, who started his MLB.com story with that quote. It is absolutely brilliant. So yeah, again, I mentioned three innings of work, one run, one hit. It was an RBI double, one walk, five strikeouts. That walk came back to haunt him because that walk is what scored from the RBI double. We all know this. Walks will haunt. But yes, we've mentioned, one hit, one walk, six strikeouts. That's on the whole spring, by the way. So yeah, he's only allowed one run through five innings so far in this Cactus League. Kyle Freeland, he's so back. And so is his velo. And why does this matter? Because that drop in velocity is, I mean, part of the reason why he finished that 2023 season with a 5.03 ERA. Certainly not what we expect from Kyle Freeland. Certainly not what he expects from himself. But, are we ready to play that sound clip from Kyle Freeland? All right, here's what Kyle had to say about getting that velo back.
That was my main focus this offseason, that and the changeup. Those are my two main focuses going into the offseason, making sure that I'm getting the proper strength in my shoulders and my body to get that velo back to where I want it to be in the low 90s range, being able to touch mid-90s, have confidence, be able to sustain it throughout an outing. So I got to test the work that I did this offseason with my arm, my throwing program, how I went about things to get that velo back where I want it. It definitely paid off, as we're seeing right now through my first few outings. Velo's anywhere from 92 to 90, 94, first few pitches of an inning, about 90, 91, but that's about normal. It was the work that I put in this offseason with my arm.
So yeah, Bud Black also said about this outing, he noted how it has been so frustrating for Kyle Freeland to see his velocity just kind of seemingly stop showing up like it did in the younger years of his career, but also added, he's still right in the prime of his career. This man just turned 30 because he's exactly a month younger than the Colorado Rockies as a Major League Baseball team. So you can never forget how old either of them are. He's so Denver, born in Denver, born like a month after the home opener. It's so weird.
I was born 3 months before four months before Coors Field.
Oh.
In 96.
before. No. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Coors Field. Like, yes. I think 4 months before Coors Field was debuted.
That's so weird. Yes. Were you born at Coors Field?
No, I was born 3 blocks away from my in-law's wedding.
That's weird. You've told me this before, and that's weird. It's a small world. Invisible String, that's a Taylor Swift song. Anyway, let's move on. So yeah, everything was so good with Kyle's stuff, except for that one slider to David Wenzel. And by the way, his dad found our Twitter because we had like the thread of tweets, not recapping, but like just live updates throughout the game. But yeah, death taxes, baseball parents searching for their kids' names on social media so they can see what people are saying about them. Listen, all I said was that he scored a double off Kyle Freeland. But yeah, that was Kyle's only hit of the day. And listen, it's Kyle Freeland. He's always going to be the first person to tell you what he didn't like about his own outing. But a lot went right. Not everything went right. But they went in with, you know, a certain pitch plan, as you do for the second outing. But here's what Kyle Freeland had to say about the plan going into those three innings in Wednesday's spring training game.
Supposed to be 0-0 backdoor slider. Wasn't a ton of conviction behind the pitch, which is on me. Got to make sure that conviction is behind every single pitch. That's usually what the outcome is when you don't have conviction behind your pitch and you're just trying to, you know, lay in there for a strike. Usually gets hit pretty hard. Outside of that, yeah, we execute the game plan that we want to do. Fastball sliders in the first inning, add the changeup in the second inning, then full arsenal in the third inning. All the numbers are pointing us in the right direction. It feels good. I feel confident in it. So it's right where we need it to be.
All right. Also, okay, Kyle Freeland has a changeup now. Kyle Freeland has never had a changeup. So how does it work? How did he finally crack this code that he's been trying to solve his entire career? What does it look like? Lucky for us, Kyle Freeland shows us exactly what the grip looks like and how it all came together. So here's the anatomy of Kyle Freeland's new changeup.
I kind of split the grip between these two fingers with the seam and just try and pull the seam with this. I've been messing with it, trying to find a good changeup, working on it throughout my entire professional career. Didn't have one in college. I could get away with fastball slider with the skill set that I had. But yeah, the changeup is, you know, it's been a bugaboo for me for most of my career, but I'm glad we got one now, even though going into year 8 of big leagues, got one, happy with it, and getting the right results. Towards the end of the year last year, we were working in a bullpen with some different changeup grips. Found one that I really liked, had the right spin profile on it, good movement. So we just kind of took that for the rest of the season, worked on it in the off season when I started throwing program again, took it right in the spring. So we're really happy with where it's at right now.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see how this one plays at elevation because it's a whole different ball game. Pun not intended. Is that even a pun? I don't care. Okay, so one last thing, and I swear I am done talking about Kyle Freeland for at least 20 minutes. His pitch efficiency was beautiful yesterday. 13 pitches in the first, 18 in the second, 12 in the third. That's 42 overall through three. We cannot say the same about Andrew Heaney's pitch efficiency on the Rangers side of things. Their starter yesterday, 32 pitch. First inning, 64 pitches through three. It's spring training, baby. But Kyle Freeland is so back. How's Nolan Jones's back? Nolan Jones exited the game after one inning with apparently some lower back tightness. Obviously, this is very concerning. Manny Randhawa, he's down at spring training. He assures us he is okay. The Rangers broadcast actually thought that Nolan Jones got ejected. They saw him walking away with all of his stuff. But yeah, Manny Randhawa said that he spoke to Nolan Jones. He said he's fine, just a precautionary move, and he expects to be back out there tomorrow. Is Nolan Jones even back out there tomorrow? We do have a Rockies lineup. By tomorrow, I mean today. Yeah, Nolan Jones is not in the Rockies lineup today, by the way.
Jones and his Joneson.
I'm worried. Once the back goes, it's all over.
We got MPJ. He'll be fine. We need Nolan Jones to be fine.
We need Nolan Jones. All right. So, yeah, some other notes. We didn't really see the best outings from Gavin Hollowell and Justin Lawrence, but we did see great outings from Tyler Kinley, a scoreless inning from the bullpen. He's had three scoreless innings this spring. He's allowed just one hit, he's walked two, he's struck out four. That is on the spring total. Evan Justice and Jake Bird also had scoreless innings yesterday. And they each have four scoreless innings this spring. So that these are great signs. Just good things on the horizon for the bullpen. A couple other notes. Brendan Rodgers got his first extra base hit and his first RBI yesterday. He's batting 353. And can you believe Brenton Doyle, he is hitting 421 right now in the Cactus League. And that is great for him because we know, we've seen him, we see what he does defensively. The only piece missing is his offense. And oh my gosh, is Brenton Doyle about to pop off this season? Maybe. Maybe head down to the bar, guys, and get a freaking Breck Brew. They are our OG craft beer sponsor. They've been with us since day one. We love our Breck Brew. I actually do not know what the beer of the month is right now, so just come on in and find out. I'm probably going to find out after the show, like in person. Just some personal research. No, we love Breck Brew. And listen, they have been making beer for a long time here in Colorado. They're doing it with 100% renewable energy too. You should care about that. Okay. Don't forget, we've got all of their favorites, by the way. Avalanche Amber, Mile High City, the Broncos Country Pale Ale, that tastes a lot better than some of the Broncos' recent moves lately. The Funslinger, the Good Company Hard Seltzer, whichever one you are looking for. Use the beer locator at breckbrew.com to find a brew near you. Circa Resort and Casino. Absolutely iconic, by the way. Yeah, you've been there. I still have not been there. It's driving me insane.
Honestly, I can say it's one of the best hotels I've ever been in. It's incredible. Mm-hmm. Great sports book. Love it. 10 out of 10. Recommend it to anybody that wants to go.
Yeah. And I love that it's adults only. I was just at an adults only resort and oh my gosh, it's like so great doing grown up things like, you know, drinking and gambling and not having to worry about like little kids running around watching me be a degenerate.
My favorite part is going in, they check your ID, they don't check it again all day and you're good to go.
And which is great for me because the more I take out an ID to have it checked, the more likely I am to lose it. That is real, unfortunately. But yeah, they've got the world's largest sports book. They have an enormous casino. They have Stadium Swim with a giant TV and six pools. And they have a resort with more than 500 rooms. You can get a discount on that room if you're heading out to Vegas for anything. Maybe it's a sporting event, maybe it is just to have a little fun, but use code DNVR20 for 20% off. And if you're not going to Vegas anytime soon, the Circa Sportsbook app is available in Colorado. Use the link in the description to download the app. Download that app right now at circasports.com. Circa Sports bets can only be made while physically located in the state of Colorado. Must be 21 or older. All rights reserved. Circa Sports Colorado, rather, encourages you to gamble responsibly. If you have a gambling problem, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER or visit problemgamblingcolorado.org. Okay, let's move on. This is a fun segment, okay? So, obviously, I'm an astrology girly. We have a lot of astrology girlies here at DNVR. We wanted to look to the stars to see if we could figure out some answers to the questions we have about the Colorado Rockies. Yaya, you saw the recording of it yesterday.
It was kind of weird. I never seen you guys interact.
And you've never seen us interact?
I personally have never seen you and your guests interact, and I thought it was hilarious because I never realized how similar you are because you have a really quiet hockey girl and a very loud baseball girl, and you guys are very similar and have a very nice middle ground.
That is the nicest thing anyone could ever say about me. I would, yeah, if I could just be an ounce like Megan Angley. Oh, my goodness. She's the best. No, and she was so gracious with her time, too, on such a busy day for the Avs. But we recorded a fun little segment for y'all. And we're going to kick it off. Are we ready to roll it? All right, here it is. All right, joining the pod now, we have Megan Angley, who specializes in the Avs, but also specializes in astrology because we are astrology besties. But Megan, how are you?
I'm doing really well. As we record this, a lot of trades have happened in the Avalanche world, so I'm hanging in there, but I'm excited about them. Things are happening.
Yes, we do not have a ton of transactions on the Rocky side of things, but we do have a ton of astrology information. I spent like hours making all the birth charts for all these guys, the whole freaking 40 man. And I know I shared it with you before this. I'm a little shocked with a lot of the placements that we've seen.
I can vaguely remember too the first time that you did this, and it was just sun signs. So I don't think people can fully appreciate that you did the big three for all of these players. So that is one, just a lot of work, but also it gives us so much more information than we had previously. Mm-hmm. There's some trends that have cropped up, I think, a second time. Like, I think it was outfield was a lot of earth signs. Is that
The outfield has so many earth signs, and it's kind of funny because I feel like last time we did this, which was two seasons ago at this point, a lot of those earth signs, it was the pitchers who had a lot of earth signs. And now we have a good variety in terms of the pitching staff. But really, I think the thing that we want to talk about today, the outfield and the infield, because this is where the Rockies have such a clog, specifically the outfield / first base combo position. So anyway, we've noticed a lot of earth signs in the outfield and a lot of fire signs in the infield. And I'm wondering, do we think this is a good thing or a bad thing? I'm worried.
I am a little worried because I feel like a bunch of earth signs together, I can envision happening. It's the conglomeration of the fire signs that worries me a little bit.
Yeah. Because I mean, earth signs, like in general, very grounded. Like they are here for business. They work hard. They do their job. They're very intense about their job. Meanwhile, the fire signs, I mean, they're intense about their job, but they're intense about everything.
And that's so true.
So I feel like it could get a little chaotic. I mean, it makes me feel like, okay, all of these guys are probably feeling very ready for the challenge of being an everyday Rocky. But at the same time, I feel like there could be too much fire, too many explosions.
I might have to agree. And just keying in on the number of Leo suns specifically within them, I wonder if you can better speak to any possible problems that arise with ego.
Yeah. I mean, I know like Leos are definitely like the flashiest of all the zodiac signs. Like think J-Lo.
Yes.
You know, but also like, I mean, J-Lo, we see her as like, you know, a diva. She is a boss. She is in charge. But also, I mean, she's married to Ben Affleck, who's also a Leo. So two Leos can coexist.
Absolutely. Actually, like fire signs generally, when you look at compatibility, things like Aries are sometimes most compatible with other Leos. And I find that really surprising, but it also has made sense as a triple fire sign in my big three.
That's a lot.
It is a lot.
So many.
And I respect that sign in a lot of other people. I personally love a little bit of fire and water, and there are quite a few Scorpio risings in here. Of course, that's the spiciest water sign, though. I don't know that that necessarily will level out some of these placements.
No, I don't think a Scorpio placement levels out anything. I'm also a Scorpio rising, just like who else is a Scorpio rising in this infield? Michael Tolia, he is a Leo sun, he is a Scorpio rising, and Ezekiel Tovar, Leo sun, Scorpio rising, and it's so funny. Like, I always say, like, Michael Tolia is, like, just, you can see him when you look at him, like, oh, he's such a Leo. Like, his, like, headshot on the Jumbotron last year was, like, an over-the-shoulder thing. I'm like, oh, you're posing. Like, you know what you're doing. Ezekiel Tovar, he's so flashy the way he plays, too. So it's all so interesting. So I'll go through these infielders on the 40-man and what their sun signs are. So Adiel Amador, he's an Aries. Worming Bernabeu, he's already optioned to AA, so we probably will not see him in Colorado this year. He's a Gemini sun. Julio Carreras, he is a Capricorn. He's probably a minor leaguer. Hunter Goodman, kind of on that cusp. He's debuted, but like definitely fighting for one of those first base outfield combo spots. He is a Libra. He is a Libra sun. a Libra moon and a Sagittarius rising, which, you know, yeah, he's an air sign, but that's the Sagittarius rising, yeah, like definitely sneaks in there. Fascinating, fascinating stuff. Okay, so let me continue. Ryan McMahon, Sagittarius sun, Taurus moon, Pisces rising. I do feel like Ryan McMahon, like in general, is a very well-rounded person.
Well, and seeing your note here that he's also hilarious, yes, I have found Pisces men or with Pisces placements in men mm-hmm. to be some of the silliest, goofiest mm-hmm. people that I know. So oh, yeah. I think that Pisces rising is doing some heavy lifting with the humor. Yes. But that Sagittarius is also such a funny sign that I could see those two just complimenting each other.
Yes. It's like his humor is like a little dry, like just dry enough.
Yes.
It's so good. It's so perfect. And then, yeah, we have Laurus Montero, Leo sun, Cancer moon, Scorpio rising, those two water sign placements. I know Elahiris Montero, his struggle, I know he struggles so much with learning English. It's been really hard for him. So I wonder how that, I don't know. I wonder how his signs play into like his emotions and dealing with that, his struggle yeah. in the majors. Cause not only is he struggling, you know, to, you know, keep his roster spot, like he's just like trying to exist.
And Cancers and their vulnerability can be a strength of the sign, but it could also be the weakness if mm-hmm. they haven't, you know, found a healthy place for it. And so hopefully being vulnerable about learning a second language and the challenges that come with it is something that can be the strength of that moon placement in Cancer.
Yeah. Ooh, good point. He's also so young. I mean, I'm looking at the birth dates of these guys. I was like, 1998?
Okay, no, I can't even look at that.
Let's look at another Leo, Brendan Rogers, Leo sun, Gemini moon, Libra rising. Brendan Rogers, who was a third overall pick, by the way, in the 2015 draft. Oh gosh, like we're getting way back there. But yeah, Brendan Rogers has kind of solidified himself as that everyday player. He's not going anywhere, but the two air sign placements in that big three paired with his Leo-ness.
And of course, I don't know, all the air signs have kind of a funky quality to them, but Libra is one that I think is destined for a little bit of spotlight. Mm-hmm. And then the Gemini is one that has become, I was just telling you before we went live that mm-hmm. the Gemini from the Avs was traded today. Ugh. And he was also someone that brought levity to the locker room and just loved community and loved mm-hmm. being surrounded. So it's kind of nice to see that this is a player that's been with the team now for some time. I bet he has built community among some of the remaining players that have stayed there over time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Him and like Ryan McMahon especially like really came up around the same time too. So yeah, all those fire signs. Then lastly, Ezekiel Tovar, Leo sun, Capricorn moon, Scorpio rising. And yeah, Ezekiel Tovar, so young. Already a dad, though, by the way.
Oh, congrats.
Yeah, from Venezuela. So, I mean, I feel like that Capricorn placement, like, has grounded him to, like, get him to this point and at such a fast rate, too.
When I joked that I had questions on who's the most likely to, mm-hmm. this was who I would have guessed is most likely to be a spy because of that Capricorn moon. I was like, that is a type A organized sign that is able to get things done. And that is kind of a necessary balance for the Leo sun, I yeah. think. That would make him perhaps the best spy on the team. This is without knowing any of them. So you might know someone that would make a way better spy.
I need to really think about like, who would make the best spy? I mean, low key though, Victor Vodnik, who is part of the pitching staff, has the best spy name.
That's so true. There's something about that double V.
It's so sinister.
Yeah. No, you're right. I rescind my answer.
He's a Libra too. Honestly, he is a Libra sun and a Libra moon. So, I mean, double Libras. I feel like Libras, like, get along with everyone, but Libras also, like, they can be a little fake sometimes. So, like, that would make him a good spy.
Double agent. Yes. No, I like the deception there.
Yeah. And also, ooh, he's a Sagittarius rising.
That's a little scary.
That's a very crazy combo right
there.
That's a spy. Victor Vodnik is a spy for legal purposes. This is a joke. I hope we did not blow your cover,
oh,
Victor.
No.
Oh, let's pause for just a moment. Oh no, you caught me eating my Circle K movie theater buttered popcorn. Circle K, join that inner circle right now. It's totally free to join. All you need is an email address and a phone number. And I know y'all got each of those. That's all you need to get fully enrolled, and you're gonna get 25 cents off a gallon for your first 5 fill-ups, and for a bunch of different items, every 6th one you'll get for free. That's pretty cool. They also have a really cool deal going on. You don't even have to be an Inner Circle member, but you can text Colorado Circle K. You can just shoot them a text at 31310. Send them the letters DNVR so they know it's coming from us. And you can get a free Polar Pop of any size, just like a big ass soda. It's so good, so refreshing. But yeah, you can find out all of the terms and conditions at CircleK.com and sign up for the Inner Circle with the QR code here on the screen if you're watching us on YouTube, or use the link in the description. CircleK.com/inner-circle for more information. Get your popcorn out because we are watching this beautiful astrology segment. Yeah, let's get back to it. Here is the continued conversation with Megan on fixing the Rockies with astrology. Okay, so those are all the fire signs that we have going on. And then keep in mind, so many of these guys, like Hunter Goodman, Alaris Montero, Michael Tolia, they're all kind of fighting for the same spot, along with Chris Bryant, who technically is still an outfielder, was signed to the Rockies as an outfielder, but there's so much talk about him playing first base.
Oh, wow.
And he used to be a third baseman, but now they're adding him into the mix for first base, but we already have so many dudes who are pretty qualified to play first base. But Chris Bryant, Capricorn Sun, Capricorn Moon, Aries Rising. First of all, Chris Bryant's easily the most famous person on this team, but he's also one of the most private. Like, in general, he keeps so many details of his life private, yeah. Which I know is such a Capricorn thing.
No, that makes a lot of sense, and I think it's a perfectionist sign. And
yep.
I think that could probably relate to the type of athlete that he is, too.
Yeah. No, yeah. He is hardcore perfectionist. The past couple of seasons have just made him so frustrated because he's been injured. So injured, and all he wants to do is play, and he just wants people to stop asking him about his big contract that, like, yeah. The Rockies really haven't seen the return of investment on. And it's just, it is what it is right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's one of the earth signs in this mix. Brenton Doyle, another outfielder who is fighting to keep his spot. He was the Gold Glover last year. Taurus Sun, Sagittarius Moon, Leo Rising.
Ooh.
Also, there's the Rockies posted a video a day or two ago of they gave Nolan Jones a camera and they were like, film some stuff, make a video, have fun.
Yeah.
Brenton Doyle was throwing down some moves and I was like, ooh, I see that.
The fire.
I see the Sagittarius Leo fire. I get it.
It's kind of sneaky because the Taurus Sun probably could be a bit deceiving as first impressions go. Mm-hmm. But it's hard to hide when you have your next two in the big three is fire signs.
Yeah, I feel like this is such a good combo for an outfielder because, again, he's like more than anything at his core, so grounded, works so hard. He really does work so hard. I mean, he also, to be in that outfield, you have to run so much.
Yeah.
Like Brenton Doyle, he was running so much in the Coors Field outfield that over the course of the season, he lost like 20 pounds.
Oh, like, my goodness.
Just from running. And like, keep in mind, like these boys are fed. Like, it's not like he's not fed. He just does so much cardio that he lost so much weight. But yeah, I feel like that goes along with like how grounded he is, but also I could see like the Sag Leo combo in the Moon and Rising. He wants to show off and show that he's really good and really deserving of that spot.
I do see with the Taurus Sun too, that is a sign that takes a lot of pride in their work, like sometimes being criticized mm-hmm. for their work-life balance. And if this is something and a goal of his that he's really striving for, I think that he's going to put his best foot forward.
Yeah, definitely. And they're going to move fast when he moves them forward.
He's going to be moving those feet really fast.
So freaking fast. Let's talk about, okay, so we talked about Brenton Doyle, Chris Bryant, Nolan Jones, another one of those outfielders who was fourth in voting for Rookie of the Year last year and also brand new at playing in the outfield because he was an infielder when we got him from the Guardians last offseason. Nolan Jones, though, he, I feel like, is going to be such a star, but his big three, Taurus Sun, Libra Moon, Leo Rising.
That is in alignment with what I said about Libras earlier. Yeah. Seeing that as the moon sign. And then, of course, what we know to be of Leos. Just yes. Constantly wanting to be the center of attention.
Yes.
It can be in a toxic way. But mm-hmm. I think the Libra placement at moon probably balances that a little bit.
Yeah.
And especially that sun placement.
He is, I feel like he's, in general, like a well-rounded athlete. He's one of the most athletic guys on this team. Also, he legit played hockey all throughout high school and then had stop because
Rocky.
Of concussions. But his brother was part of the Avs organization a few years ago.
We've looked this up. Yes. Peyton Jones.
Yes.
Okay, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Nolan Jones just rose to my favorite place in the Rockies lineup. And I think I had him as most likely to go TikTok viral.
Yeah.
Based off of my most likely twos.
Yes.
I don't know if there's another Rocky that would be more likely to.
Ooh, okay. I'm going to make a note of that. Okay. Also in that outfield, Charlie Blackman, who is the longest tenured Rocky on this 40-man, Cancer Sun, a Taurus Moon, and a Virgo Rising. Charlie Blackman, no one outworks Charlie Blackman. He is first in, he is first out. So not only does he work hard, he knows that all these young players look up to him and want to be just like him and want to have a really long career like him. And he puts in that work, and I can see, honestly, it's giving Virgo.
I was just going to say, Nathan MacKinnon is a Virgo son. And I think that people talk about him because of his intensity as a competitor and the dedication that he brings to his craft. Mm-hmm. And I see that in Charlie Blackman.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yaya's over there in the corner. He's a Virgo.
And it all makes sense.
It all makes sense.
You and Nathan MacKinnon.
We're like, we're made out of the same.
Twin. Okay, so here's the thing. All right, a show last week, I kind of walked through the crazy logjam that is happening with this like first base situation. So Hunter Goodman, he can play first base. He can be an outfielder. Same thing with Tolia and same thing with Chris Bryant. And then there's just like so much happening in this outfield. I mean, we've got Nolan Jones, Sean Bouchard. Did we talk about Sean Bouchard?
No, I don't think
we did. We skipped over him. I'm so sorry, Sean Bouchard. So Sean Bouchard, Taurus Sun, Taurus Moon, Leo Rising. Sean Bouchard is so Taurus.
He's so Taurus.
Also, he's like his Mercury and Mars are Taurus.
Oh, that's
Mars is always, Mars is always like, Mars is my favorite of the sign because it's how you address conflict.
Yes.
I'm in Aries Mars, which means I have like a terrible temper and I will fight everyone. Is that from the sun or is that from like growing up in Philly? Who is to say?
It was written in the stars.
It was written in the stars. But it's interesting that Sean Bouchard is a Taurus Mars. So what does that mean about how he addresses conflict? Because he's had to deal with a lot. He spent so much of last season injured. He tore his bicep in spring training last year. So he's been battling for himself. And then all these new guys come in, kind of stole away his spot a little bit. I mean, he's obviously still in the mix, still a big leaguer, but it's very interesting to me.
That is, it might be one of the best placements to have in your Mars because mm-hmm. it is so grounded. I imagine that it has an even keeled approach to conflict and adversity then. I think some people, you know, they can let those challenges really affect how they move forward and allow themselves to remain stagnant. And I mm-hmm. think that it's a very mature sign to have as your Mars that hopefully has allowed him to work through problems in a really productive way.
Yeah, he definitely seems like he doesn't get too worked up. And one of the big things in baseball, it's like the slow heart rate. Like you don't want to get yourself too worked up in those exciting moments. You just want to keep it even. And I feel like that is a good sign for that too.
Definitely.
So, okay. What is the ideal
combo for an infield and an outfield? Like, how many fire signs do we want? How many earth signs do we want? And should we throw maybe some other signs in there? Just to let's astrology-wise build our perfect lineup.
You know, I go back to the Avs 2022 Cup year where I discovered just in sun signs alone that there was a perfect elemental split mm-hmm. of that roster, and then they win the Stanley Cup. So I'm like, there might be something to a little bit of balance. Mm-hmm. I don't know with respect to infield versus outfield how much that balance needs to come into play. Like mm-hmm. the Avs decor used to be made up of a lot of water signs. So mm-hmm. it was actually okay to have one sign kind of dominate this one area of the mm-hmm. roster. So I feel pretty comfortable with the earthiness in the outfield, but the fire in the infield is what remains a little bit concerning for me.
A little concerning. So maybe we put Chris Bryant at first base so we can get an earth sign in there. And maybe we throw Hunter Goodman in the outfield so we can get a fire sign out there, because we don't have any fire sign outfielders.
No, I do like that.
I think that is how we solve it. Chris Bryant can just be a first baseman. I know I criticized it, but if we're looking at the stars,
yeah,
I guess it works. I guess it works really well.
I'm wondering if they just haven't leaned into astrology enough through this point.
Right? Who is making these decisions? Bill Schmidt, Bud Black, come on. Use the stars to your advantage. Okay, I think we've like really put in somewhere. Any final thoughts that I didn't get into in terms of these guys that we're really examining today? Because we're clearly going to have to revisit this.
No, it's true. I think it's just something to keep an eye on, because it's not even necessarily that it can't work having mm-hmm. that much fire.
I will say, okay, just one more note on the fire sign, earth sign, infield, outfield. One of the top outfield prospects is Zach Veen. He is a Sagittarius.
All right.
He is such a Sag. And also, like, he's got that flashy, like, star quality to him. He is a Sag sun, a Scorpio moon, and a Pisces rising. And also, he loves stealing bases.
I love that big three. It is scary to most people, but I am a triple fire sign. So yes. To me, this is a dream. I love the spicy water sign as the moon. And I think Pisces is also just a fun sign. And I love my Sagittarius people. They're some of the funniest that I know. And the traveling Sagittarius stealing bases makes a lot of sense to me.
Sagittariuses cannot sit still. I know, because I'm one of them and I actually cannot sit still. Is it my sun sign or is it my ADHD? Who knows?
It was written in the stars.
It was written in the stars. And I'm glad we looked to the stars to make some decisions. Basically, Zach Veen got to get called up to the majors. It'll add to the jam, but he would be a good mix in that outfield to kind of balance it out.
He needs the movement.
He needs to be pulled up from AA or wherever he's going to start this season. All right. I think I asked anything else that we need to talk about before we close this bad boy out.
No, we've covered a lot.
Oh my gosh. Megan, thank you so much. We will revisit later on in spring training and figure out maybe the pitching staff.
Yes.
Thanks, Megan.
You're welcome. Thanks, Susie.
Oh my gosh. I literally love her so much. Okay, moving on. Let's talk about, right before we close out the show, because the Rockies are playing soon. Let's talk about that spring breakout roster. So this is a game. This is new to Major League Baseball, but basically they're going to take all the prospects, all the top-ranked prospects from everyone's team. They're going to make them a team, and they're going to play against a team of someone else's top prospects. So the Rockies are going to face the Diamondbacks crew on March 16th. It's going to be at 5:10 p.m. Mountain Time. They're going to play at Salt River Fields, of course. Where else would they play? It'll be on Rockies TV. It'll be on ESPN Plus, on MLB Network. So, like, there will be ways to watch it. And we'll get into that more, you know, I guess next week. Gosh, this game is in, like, you know, 9 days. Oh, so it's soon. But some of the pitchers we're going to see: Chase Dollander, Sean Sullivan, Joe Rock, Carson Palmquist, Jaden Hill, Angel Chivilli, Juan Mejia. Catchers: Drew Romo, Braxton Fulford. Interesting to note, Braxton Fulford's not even ranked in the Rockies prospect system. We'll keep an eye out for him. Infielders, we're going to see Adael Amador, Hunter Goodman, Warming Bernabell. Outfielders, Yankiel Fernandez, Jordan Beck, Sterling Thompson, Zach Veen, Benny Montgomery. So all of these names that we know and love who, you know, aren't necessarily, you know, moving and progressing at the same time. We're going to get to see them all together in one game. We're going to get to see how they play together. And this is the first time Major League Baseball has done this. All of their top-ranked prospects in one place and a couple who aren't ranked in the mix. You can find the whole list on our Twitter. Let's talk about today's game real fast. Cal Quantrill is getting his next spring training start. Where can you watch this game? You can't. You can listen to it on Royals Radio, though, on MLB.com. But here is the lineup today. Again, we mentioned earlier, Nolan Jones not in the lineup today after leaving yesterday's game early, very early, after one inning with back tightness. All right, but hitting leadoff today, we've got Ezekiel Tovar. Chris Bryant is the DH. Then we've got Ryan McMahon, Brendan Rodgers, Sean Bouchard, Brenton Doyle, Sam Hilliard, back in the mix, Michael Tolia, and Drew Romo is the catcher. Cal Quantrill's pitching. We also might see Jeff Criswell, John Curtis, Jaden Hill, Victor Vodnik, the spy, Nick Mears, and Anthony Molina. So a really good, fun game coming up. All right, make sure you tune in tomorrow at 12:30 here on the DNVR Sports YouTube channel. Steph Salazar is joining the show. Some say she might already be here. She's a Virgo. She's very prompt. Yeah. Before we go, where does the Rockies AAA team play?
Albuquerque.
Yes. We love the way Yaya says Albuquerque, because sometimes he says it one way and sometimes he says it another way.
I can't say it in English. I only say it in Spanish.
I love it. But honestly, it's like so beautiful the way you say it.
It makes the city sound a lot better than it is. I'll tell you that right? Much.
Albuquerque. Like, no. Say it one more time.
Albuquerque.
Oh. Wow. It's beautiful. Our live studio audience is like loving this right now. Okay. Yeah. Where can we follow you on social media?
DNV_Rapids.
Yes. That's your life. Soccer is life. Ball is life. Ball is life. You can follow me at the Susie Hunter on all platforms and follow all of the latest Rockies updates at DNVR_Rockies. And you know what I like to say, Yaya, about closing out a show like this?
What do you like to say, Sue?
That's baseball. That's the show. Talk to you guys tomorrow right back here on the DNVR Sports YouTube channel.
We all silly like the mayor.